Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 23rd. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our March patron. March is here for one more week. I know because I've been counting down the days because Ashley is due with our third child on March 31st. We're going to talk a little bit about that on this mini. But yeah, if you want to be a patron, go to patreon.com/thegamersin, which you're already there because you're listening to this. So thank you so much. For the Gamers In specifically, it's been a week, you know. We're all in sort of self-isolation as we deal with COVID-19. And it's funny, I just finished talking to Eddie from Summoner's Call about this, and that it's, you know, this content that we put out there, I see it as an escape for myself and my various co-hosts to talk about video games and just have fun with friends, even though, you know, we're not allowed to do that in person, but because we're on the internet, we can have that fun and sort of try to capture those conversations that would happen in real life, in person, so to speak. But I think that our content can sort of help those who are also self-isolating, who are looking for content to distract themselves from the 24-hour news cycle. And, you know, there aren't many updates coming out about this virus that is, I don't want to say, it's just, it's a lot of news to digest. And if you're digesting it 24/7, it can really take a toll on you. So taking a break, listening to one of your favorite podcasts, I hope we're one of those podcasts for you, because that also makes us feel great about doing this content. We do it for, you know, you and ourselves as well. But the Gamers In, we do a news segment, so there will be times when we talk about the virus, you know, going forward, because it is impacting our industry, one of our favorite industries, which is video games. You know, development, you have a lot of people working from home. Sometimes that allows development to stay on track, but could impact it in some fashion. We will probably start to see that in the coming months as we continue to self-isolate, but it's going to pop up on the Gamers In, you know, the virus. So I want to be upfront about that. And unless we get to a point where Jocelyn and I are like, you know, maybe this week we don't mention it. Maybe this week we just focus on it. But I'm hoping we will continue to see some good news stories come out of the video game industry. There are still games being released, including Animal Crossing and Doom Eternal. Personally, I'm playing Animal Crossing and very much enjoying it. The one thing I'll say here is about Animal Crossing is that it really feels like they listened to some of the very harsh feedback they got on Animal Crossing New Leaf on 3DS. You know, inventory management, stacking, how much you can have on hand. You know, there's this crafting mechanic in Animal Crossing New Horizons that just feels so out of left field when compared to the rest of the Animal Crossing franchise. You were never given that much control. You can literally build tables. You can farm materials across the island, not just, you know, fruit. You're farming three different types of wood, many types of ores from rocks. You know, it's crazy what they've done with this game. And to think that if they had kept the same limiting inventory stuff from New Leaf, where like you had to manually stack and you only had a specific amount of inventory, it would have been nuts. But they didn't. They did away with that. Like, you know, stuff auto stacks now. You can immediately, pretty easily, add a whole other line to your inventory, you know, through the game mechanics. It isn't just a do what you want type feel. You can do that if you want, but there are like little quests for you to do that keep you moving. You know, you always know what you need to do to earn more things to go to the next mile. It just feels like there are more milestones in this one. So I think those additions really do look at some of the complaints people had that when they didn't enjoy New Leaf, because I think these address some of those complaints of, you know, where's my direction? You know, inventory management is a pain in the butt. You still have the Nintendo stuff of like the friend system and, you know, visiting people and having to have your village open to visitors. It's like, there's a lot of that still there, but I don't know. I'm very much digging it, and I'm looking forward to playing more. I'll try to get a little more time in before our recording. Doom Eternal, I'm still waiting for it. I ordered it from Best Buy. It should be here tomorrow, or rather Monday. I'm recording this on Sunday, but I should have that in my hands. I might get a chance to try it before the show, but I'm probably going to save the bulk of my conversation for Doom until next week. And in terms of news, I think the news that I threw into the Discord was related to GameStop and EB Games. With all this COVID stuff going on, there's been a lot of business, stuff considered non-essential businesses needing to close. And GameStop was one of those companies that would say, no, we're essential, and they gave some weird reason. And it was like they're essential to the work from home, telework stuff to keep people entertained. And it's like, well, I don't know if you can tie yourself to telework. Like, I don't think my boss would be very happy if, like, well, I'm glad I went to GameStop and got Animal Crossing because now I can telework. It's like, no, that's not how that works. But there was actually a Canadian side to the story in that, you know, a lot of companies or a lot of, specifically in Toronto, there was a line at EB Games around the block to get either Animal Crossing or Doom. And a lot of these companies, a lot of GameStops and EB Games made some specific initiatives to try to keep the social distancing active, so only allowing a certain amount of people in the store, but they didn't put any like queue system in the line, so people were kind of still lining up. And in similar fashion, there was some interviews going around where people were talking about how excited they are for the game, but also like downplaying the virus, which is something we do not want to see people do. So it was unfortunate to see that happen. Personally, I haven't walked into an EB Games and bought something in quite a while. I don't buy games from EB Games anymore. I order them all online either through Amazon, Best Buy, or Walmart, but I don't go into the store to buy games anymore. I usually pre-order them way in advance, and the way pre-orders work with those three retailers is they don't charge you till they ship, so it's not really the pre-order, quote-unquote, we're used to from EB Games. So our premier in Ontario was not very happy with EB Games. I think he did a whole... He walked right up to the line of video games are bad, but basically said, like, these companies should not be encouraging these types of queues. You need to shut down. You need to practice social distancing. And I think the day after Animal Crossing and Doom came out, they did close the stores and have since moved to an online order distribution type system. They might have done a little bit more with like some curbside pickup, but I think it's Best Buy that's looking at that, not EB Games. But it'll be interesting to see how this stuff shakes out as we go forward. Moving over to Summoner's Call, I did just post an episode. We talked about the new Spring Heroes, and we played more Game Club, where we finally got to the split routes for Sacred Stones. So I took on Ephraim, and Eddie took on Erica's path. So we talked about those. We did make a choice that instead of doing Game Club every 2 weeks or every two episodes, we are going to try to do weekly, just because each of us only have to play one chapter. So we figured that was pretty doable. But on that note, so Ashley's due at the end of March with our third child. There will likely be some impact to the schedule of shows for both Gamers Inn and Summoner's Call. Summoner's Call really doesn't work without me because I do the recording and the editing and all that fun stuff. But with Gamers Inn, Jocelyn's looking at bringing in some guests once the baby arrives. So I will probably be taking a week off. There shouldn't be an impact to Gamers Inn episodes. Summoner's Call might take a week off just to see where things lie. But I will keep everyone in the loop on Discord. I will update our channel and let everybody know what's going on. But until then, games for March. It's been a really solid month for March in terms of games. And we already talked about Ori and the Will of the Wisps, Animal Crossing New Horizons, Doom Eternal. But coming new this week, we've got Half-Life Alyx, which is a VR game on PC. That comes out March 23rd. Bleeding Edge on Xbox One and PC. That's that from the developer of Heavenly Sword, owned by Microsoft now. Why am I blanking on the name of the developer? Oh, wow. Okay, that's going to bug me. Anyways, I'll move on. But that one's out March 24th. It's been getting a lot of betas on Xbox Game Pass. Moods of Madness, PS4 and Xbox One, March 24th as well. Persona 5 Royale, PlayStation 4, March 31st. A great game for this self-isolation that we're all practicing. The Complex, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on March 31st as well. So, still don't know the Heavenly Sword developer, but definitely join in the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord and tell us how you're doing. Tell us how you're, you know, what games you're playing. Let's have a fun conversation about Animal Crossing, Doom Eternal, whatever. Let's just chat about it. Let's have a good time in Discord. Let's look out for each other. Thanks for listening and have a great week.